the inspiration of the Spirit of God. He went on to say, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then he said this, from such turn away.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in this room tonight that wants to have their characteristics in that list? If you do, you're in the wrong place.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yep.
If you came this week, amen, you're going to get one thing. Preaching.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yep.
What kind of program do you have for the children? Preaching.
Yes, sir.
What kind of program do you have for the teenagers? Preaching.
Yes, sir.
What kind of program do you have for the old folk? Preaching.
Amen.
Preaching. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Amen.
And then you'll hear preaching this week, and most of us have been here, and we already know that. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
But I'll say this, if you're here and you're a preacher, and you get called upon to preach, please, preachers, be prayed up.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Be filled up.
Yeah.
Amen. Come when you're gun loaded. Amen. And wait and see what God will do with you, amen. But what we're here to do is, first of all, exalt the Savior.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, and second of all, to help ourselves get closer to Him. Amen. How are you going to do that? He went on and wrote a little bit later. Listen, when Paul wrote this, he said, he mentions the last days. I do not believe he figured it's going to be almost 2,000 years and this thing's going to go on. Amen.
That's right.
I don't think he believed that at all. But here we are, and I'm telling you, we're a whole lot closer than we were then.
Yes,
in fact, we're about at 11:59:59 on God's clock. Amen. This thing is just about to wind up. It doesn't take all science to figure it out. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Listen, we're there now. And listen, God chose, we're talking to some of the preachers at supper. You know, I used to always think, man, God, you should have had me born 100 years ago. Amen. I love riding horses and shooting six guns. Amen. I've made a good Wyatt Earp. Amen. But God don't make mistakes. Amen. God had me born in this time for this age.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God had you born in this time for this age. Amen. And we're in probably the most vile age that's ever been known, especially to the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I'm here to tell you, if you came in with some of those characteristics on you tonight, amen, just would you do me a favor? Would you do you a favor? Would you do God a favor? Would you just throw up a knee in my prayer and say, God, that's me? Yeah. And would you say, God, get it out of me, amen? I don't want to be sent from such. Turn away. I don't want to be like that crowd. God, help this week.
Amen.
Help me. Don't look at your neighbor and say, help me, help her. Amen. Say, God,
that's
help
right.
me.
Yes, sir.
And I guarantee you, if you'll go out with that attitude, you'll hear something in a message. You'll hear something said, maybe a word in a song, and God will put it all together and say, here you go. And He'll pour in the oil and wine. He'll dump in the grace on you. But just give you just what you need this week, amen, to get close to God.
Amen.
In years gone by, folks have gone out of here closer to God, amen. And some are serving God in the ministry now, amen, that weren't before. Amen. God has done a wonderful work. And that's what we're looking for this week. Hey, listen, folks. God did not fall off the throne, amen, because Obama took office.
No. That's right.
Amen. God did not fall off the throne, amen, because a preacher you heard of committed adultery.
Right.
God did not fall off the throne, amen, because a friend that you once had no longer walks with Jesus. God is still on the throne.
Amen.
God still answers prayer. God still has the power that He had when Paul wrote that, and God, through the Holy Ghost, preserved it in that book for you and for me.
Amen.
God is still God. Amen.
Amen.
He's still able to exceed abundantly above all, amen, that we ask or think. And He still wants to do it today in our age.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're the tools He's got.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
He ain't got much, has he?
Yeah, I know.
You know what's great about it? He don't need much.
That's right.
Amen.
All he needs is a willing vessel.
Yeah.
Will you be that vessel this week?
Yeah.
Will you be that vessel? God, I'm willing. And I know this, you're able. Amen. If you'll just put yourself out there, God will do something.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, man, he took murderers and made men of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul was a murderer.
True.
David was a murderer.
Yes, sir.
I mean, God took murderers and made them men of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Listen, he can take the likes of us and make some out of us. Amen.
You're right.
What a joy. Amen. Will you let God work this week?
Thank you. Yes.
He said, I charge thee therefore before God, preachers. Amen. Who shall judge the quick and the dead and his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Amen. We're not here. Amen. And I've never heard it here. That's why I keep coming back. Amen. Nobody here trying to tickle anybody's ears.
That's right.
Nobody here trying to pet anybody's favorite little thing. Amen.
Right.
Favorite little doctrine or favorite little toy. Amen. Nobody here trying to pet anybody.
Amen.
But everybody I've known to come to this place is doing one thing, trying to please God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
And trying to help others that want to please God.
Yes, sir.
Get to where they can please God,
yep,
too. Amen. I charge you before God, preach the word this week. Amen. Let her rip, take a chip. Amen. Listen, the harder the better we like it. And listen, I'm not talking about being mean.
That's right.
Amen. I'm talking about just good hard preaching.
Amen.
That's right.
Straight up, just straightforward, both barrels, amen, preaching. That'll do the job. It still does the job.
Amen.
You know, they want to rewrite the Bible. They want to rewrite the songbook. They want to throw out the piano. They want to throw out everything. Amen. And come in half naked half the time. Amen. And they want to say, well, God, he's going to bless. No, wait a minute. The Bible doesn't need rewritten.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
It
yes.
needs reread.
Yes, yes, sir.
The songbook doesn't need rewritten.
Nope.
It just needs re-sung.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the clothes we got came from God. We've got to keep them honest. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to be all that he wants us to be for his glory. Amen. All right, I'd like now, amen, the youth choir. They're going to sing a couple. Brother Faith will lead them.